In the continuation of our series about the 21 states of man without God, we now turn our attention to look at the 5 D's of our condition that cause us to live apart from God. These 5 D's are darkened, dead in sin, deceived, defiled, and disobedient. And as I mentioned at the start of this series, when we look at these conditions that we find ourselves in, we need to reflect very carefully upon what it is that we desire most in our lives. To live temporarily in this world, or to live forever with the Lord in heaven. And in so looking at our condition, we should realize that we do need the one true and living God to save us from ourselves. So let's look at the first D in this 21 states of man without God, and that's the state of being darkened. This is the state where our spiritual vision becomes clouded and blurred so that light cannot come into the soul. And in this concept we find in Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 to 23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thine whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now here is where we get the saying, the eyes are the windows to the soul. And in this scripture, Jesus is saying that if the eyes were in good condition, the body would receive plenty of good light, which is used by the brain to form our thoughts and ideas. And those ideas of Christ as our Lord and Savior is one. And as Jesus often does, he uses this parable to show how, due to our own desire not to see God, our spiritual state is darkened. A website called the Experience Project describes itself as the place to share life experiences from people like you. And as of November 2014, the site has had over 36 million visitors. Visitors to this site are asked to share their thoughts about life experiences by asking questions like, what does loneliness feel like? Or, who do you want to spend time with? Or, what is your favorite pastime? In one post, readers were asked to respond to the following statement. I prefer darkness over light. A young woman going by the screen name Beyond Repair offered a particularly honest and insightful response. I prefer darkness over light. The darkness allows me to hide who I am and what I truly feel. In the light, all things have a chance to be revealed. Darkness makes it easier to hide. In the dark, you cannot see what is coming next. The darkness is a place where you can lose yourself. Lost in the dark is a great place to be because then you are free from what you were and can be what you want. The darkness is bliss. In the darkness of our hearts, we can hide from ourselves, never acknowledging the fact that we need to be saved. So if our spiritual sight is healthy, then so will your view of the one and true living God be, having a greater reverence toward him, knowing that he sent his son to save us from ourselves. And in having this healthy spiritual sight, your personality will not be darkened. So let us do as Jesus says in the scripture, if therefore thine eye be single. Now this is not a reference to only having one eye, but is a message that we should have a fixed vision or goal. And that fixed vision should be that of God as our loving Father in heaven. And that fixed vision and goal is to serve Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save us from ourselves. The next deadly D in our 21 states of man without God is being dead in sin. In this state, we are spiritually dead and on our way to hell. But Jesus tells us that we can escape from this death trap. And he says this in John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. In the previous state of man without God, Jesus spoke of the eye. Now he speaks of the ear, and how it also needs to take in the fact that Jesus was sent by God for the purpose of saving those that are dead in sin. So we see that looking over ourselves and what God wants for us is a total package, both hearing, seeing, believing, and feeling. So Jesus tells us that the Word of God has the power to resurrect us from our dead state to a living state. And all we have to do is hear the word of God and believe what we hear. Because the Bible tells us that the word of God is the power unto salvation. But how can we hear unless there's a preacher? How can he preach unless he's been sent? And this all culminates with God having a wonderful and marvelous plan for salvation for the world. And now we move on to our next deadly D, being deceived. This state of man without God goes hand in hand with a darkened mind. Because our vision is cloudy, we are more apt to see the wrong thing and believe what we see. And in so doing, we become deceived. Seeing is not always believing. Note previously that Jesus told us to see as well as hear. And in seeing and hearing, we need to verify it by the word of God. In the book of Titus, Paul writes to the young pastor and reminds him of this state that we may be in or were once in, and lays out the qualities or attributes of this state of mind without God. And it comes from Titus 3, verse 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Paul lists these attributes as one of foolishness, disobedience, being deceived, and other corruptions of the personality. And the sad thing is that we do not see these things in ourselves because it is actually the lens that we are looking through. So we can't see these parts of ourselves because this is what we see ourselves not to be. And so to illustrate this, I have a letter from a pastor by the name of Dan Myers who talks about his deceived state before being saved by Christ. And in this letter, he writes this. When I was a teenager, I met a man who had this disturbing way of pointing things out that I found downright uncomfortable. In one discussion, John suggested that I didn't know as much about myself as I thought I did. And furthermore, I would probably never change. I hurled back that he was wrong. I understood myself pretty well, and I was on top of things in most areas of my life. And who was he to tell me that I couldn't change if I wanted to? Then John said something that blew me apart and left me standing dazed and silent among the ruins of my self-perception. Dan, he said, there are things about you that you cannot change. The reason you cannot change them is that you can't see them. The reason you can't see them is that you are using them to see. Many years had gone by since then, but the truth of that man's observation has only sifted deeper and deeper into my soul. I have come to realize how hard genuine change of character and behavior is for me, how hard it is for me to discern what needs changing about me, because my perception of myself and the world around me is so distorted. Like the man who corrected me, God gently says to us, I understand why you see things the way you do. I know that you look at your heart and it doesn't look bad, but that's simply because you are using it to see. In truth, you are darkened in your understanding and separated from the life I want to give you because of the ignorance that is in you due to the hardening of your heart. But if you allow me, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. That's a promise of God that if we turn to him, he will change our view. He will change the way our heart sees things. And so as we go through this 21 states of man, we're going to see how all of them connect, that they all have to do with our mind, our spirit, our soul, our hearing, the whole total package. And so with that, we look at the next state. Being defiled or filthy. This is the state of having a defiled or tarnished mindset. And Titus 1:15 says this, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. Again, we can see that the state of man without God is one where the mind is corrupt and nothing that comes in it is used as a pure constructive thought. The mind and defiled and everything that comes in it is defiled. The book of Isaiah in chapter 64, verse 6 tells us of this state of filthiness. But we are all unclean things, and all our righteousness are all filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Our defiled mind has taken us away from the truth of God and is causing us to be dead in our sins. But we can know that through our faith in Christ Jesus, we can be cleansed. We know that by his stripes we are healed and brought from death to life. All we need to do is see with our eyes, hear with our ears, believe with our heart, and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we shall be healed. Romans 10 verse 9 through 10 says this, that if we shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For us today, seeing is reading the word of God, and hearing is by the way of man or woman of God who has presented the word of God to you in your hearing. I remember when Jesus and Isaiah put a scripture from Isaiah, and he told the people that he read that. And he says that this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So let us read the word of God and know that it is being fulfilled in our hearing. Our next state of man without God is disobedient. This is the state where we decide to just not listen to what God has to say to us. In this state, we turn away from any good advice and act upon our own heart's desires. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we have had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is, in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. It's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. We can see how this final D in the state of man without God is the combination of all of the other D's spoken of in this message. Disobedience has and always will be the quickest road to destruction for mankind. The desire to follow your own will, a will that has no clue of what tomorrow will bring, a will that has limited knowledge of yourself, let alone the world, a will that is darkened, dead in sin, deceived, defiled, and disobedient, a will apart from God. So let us have that single eye that Jesus spoke of, fixed on him who is able to fix us. Wake up and fix your mind on Christ Jesus, the only one that can bring you from death to life. And so it is my prayer today that this message has touched you and reached you, and that you will find that we need to reflect upon ourselves and look closely at ourselves and look through the lens of Jesus Christ and not through ourselves. He wants to heal us and fix us. He wants to correct us and change us. He wants to make us whole. So allow him to do that. And may God richly bless you is my prayer. God bless.